Welcome to Twisted Tuesday. You are now in WIDS Radio. Yo, 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 what up with everybody, man? Tonight, y'all tune in to WIBSradio.com. And this is Mr. 239 in the building. And I hope everybody having a happy new year, you know what I'm saying? And enjoying your new year. Not letting, you know, not letting things get to you and not letting things like, you know, shake your faith away from who you know you are and stuff, you know what I mean? You know, the world can sometimes be at us in an unrighteous way, man, you know? And we got to find a way to fight, man. So, you're now in tune in for Twisted Tuesdays. And this is Mr. 239, and this is the WIBSradio.com radio show. And I'm about to play 239 Million Fish. Yeah, 239 Million Fish. My joint off of Spotify, Mr. 239, Blast 37 album. Because basically my song, man, it personifies, man, like, my day-to-day fight, you know, like everything that I be fighting, you know, like fighting these diseases and fighting the outside world of the arrogant business people and the people that be like, basically like, the people be, you know, officially like in control of a certain kind of power and to put it out there, you know, power, having power over visitation with your kids and the things that they can try to attempt to cause to you, man, like, you know, you can be in the right and be a Mormon and a Latter-day Saint and to these people that have these businesses that claim they for the children, but they not for the children because they show more violent actions than the people that come there to visit their kid. And I just wanted to talk about that for a second, man. Just because, like, I had something that happened to me Monday, and I don't want to talk about it. You know what I mean? Just, you know, it's a test, you know. I was talking to my friend Galen today, and he like a Mormon, and he's been a Mormon and Latter-day Saint for a long time, and he was like, you know, maybe your test is just for, like, you know, you'll be able to help somebody because they might come along and they might be in your situation, you know, and I just think it's really messed up that people can try to talk to you like a dog if they run a business that has something to do with you coming to visit your daughters and stuff. But then when you just express your feelings and explain to them and tell them, hey, man, I got vasculitis. Hey, you know, I'm fighting vasculitis, a life-threatening disease, osteoporosis. And they're just, you've been late too many times, and late too many times, you've been late too many times. And then you're trying to get away from the situation and stay humble with yourself. And that's one thing my mother taught me. She always taught me that if somebody's arguing with you, walk away from them and don't be around them. Because they ain't going to argue by themselves. But in this case, this lady was arguing by herself, man. And it's like, you know, I go in the room with my little girls, man, and she like snapping at me like she my mom. You ain't my mom, man. My mom was born in 1948. And my mom ain't nowhere near like you. My mom is mixed with white and black. My mom's in North Carolina, Monroe, North Carolina. You ain't going to talk to me like that. So, yeah, I spoke up. Because guess what? This is a free country, and we are free to speak when we want to speak. You know, and it's the freedom of speech. I don't care how much power you have. The fact of the matter is, you disrespected me because I came late. Okay? I came at 9:15. My official time, I must have been there before 9:15, but I got there right at 9:15, me and my ride. And all you doing is being aggressive and putting my kids in the car all weird and stuff. And then now you go and tell the people that's in charge of the court a different story. And not only that, then you tell my CPS lady that's in charge of my case a different story when it didn't go down like that, when you know that you had a shook spirit from the start. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying, man. That's why, like, you know, people that have a position of power, you know, because I was talking to my friend Galen, and he's a Mormon and stuff, you know, and I told him about how I just came from the Mormon church Sunday, take the sacrament, and wake up to go to see my kids the next morning. Automatically, when I'm in the bed, both of my thighs are aching, like on a paralyzed mode, like I can't hardly move, and it hurt me to move. I have to, like, actually stretch my legs to get out of the bed, and, like, it was slow motion that I had to do it. And before then, I called a lady and asked her, was visitation for my little girl who's going to go on? Because, mind you, last year after Christmas, she told me that my daughters might have had COVID for the second time. She said something like that. And it was like the visit for Wednesday gets canceled because they got to go and get tested. So I'm all worried. So I start praying automatically to Heavenly Father, you know what I'm saying? And so I don't hear nothing from her until the next year. You hear what I'm saying? I heard nothing from this lady until the next year, January the 1st. You see what I'm saying? And when I heard from her, I got a text. I woke up at 4 a.m. New Year's morning. Because I wasn't up when the ball dropped at 12 a.m., which I normally be up and be like, Happy New Year, and doing a movie and performing and doing a live performance. But this year it went different. Well, in a way, because I still performed a little bit in the documentaries. And so, like, she texted and told me the girl's test negative. And, okay, I'm like, okay. So it comes along a time when it's time for us to have visitation, and I called just to make sure, you know, because, like, she didn't give me no heads up. It was like, well, if I don't call you and tell you anything, we still having visitation. Well, you just told me the girls tested negative. I didn't know if my daughter was still sick or not, you know, and that's, like, my dude, Galen, he was like, you know, that's called people that's being unrighteous and arrogant. Because it's a private business. And it's like, so now, like, she's trying to make the court people throw a book at me on the position of her behalf. So if there's anybody out there and you're listening to this show, if you feel you want to call in and give your input, please feel free to call in. The number is 516-666-9496, or you can tune in and listen at blogtalkradio.com/currencymaker00239, because fair is fair and unfair is unfair. And it's like, you know, I was there and I hadn't took my medicines, my antibiotics, and as I said, my thighs were really messed up and really going through pain to the point that it was making me moan and groan for just walking. And so, like, I attended the visit. She still wanted to go on with the visitation. afterwards. But my thing is, I was taught by my mother is if you have an attitude, you shouldn't run a business. You shouldn't be around people if your customer service or your attitude is not going to be adjusted. And if you want to fuss with somebody or argue with somebody, then you should just rather not be around that person that you're angry with. And so the lady was just very obnoxious, man. We pulled up at 9:15. She's like forcibly putting my daughters in the car, you know what I mean? And like being all mean and aggressive and like, well, I told you if you be late and this, that, and the third, then it's going to be canceled and all this. And then my dude Gibbs is like, no, it was my fault. I'm sorry. And she was like, well, and it's like she wasn't even looking at the fact that he was saying it. He was bringing, but she was like, it was Kina's, it was Kina's, see, I'm so worked up right now because of tomorrow. She was like, it was Kina's, what do you call that situation? Man, I'm telling you, I'm like just so like out of it, like, you know, because these are my little girls on the line and I'm on the line too, you know. So what's that when somebody has to do something? Like, I'm totally threw off right now. Like, she was like, it was Kina's responsibility if he knew you was going to be late to find another way. Okay, the next way would have been a transit bus, which would have took 9:40. And then I ain't going to go out there like put it out there like that. But then another worker was like, you could have called me and this, that, and the third. But during the time, the last time I was late because of my ride and I had to take a transit bus, you had COVID. And I found out by my pantry worker that she was out with COVID. And you know who I'm talking about, the worker. Now, I mean, and it's like, what are you trying to do, throw the book at me? Like, because what? And then here's the thing, y'all, check this out, man. She gets mad and cancels a visit because I was speaking freedom of speech. This lady was talking to me like a dog. She was talking to me, downing me. She forced me to come out the other room with my daughters, and like I went in the room with my daughters to put the bag of food out because we have to bring food for your daughters and stuff now with visitation. So I had ice cream and some potato chips for my daughter, and I was gonna bring some chicken patties because my daughter said she wanted chicken patties, but I didn't even get to warm them up, and so. I put the bag down, and she was, like, demanding and snapping at me, telling me to get out of the room with my daughters and come in here to her. And I was like, listen, miss, you know, I got to wash my hands, you know, talking in a calm mode. So I'm going to the bathroom. I'm at the bathroom. I'm about to wash my hands. This lady letting me have it, man. She just, like, pointing the finger, getting all weird, like, just... It was your position. It was your responsibility. You've been late too many times, Kina. Blah, 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 blah. Just going and going and going at it and going at it and going at it. And I'm like, man, I ain't even took my 9 antibiotic pills yet, or let alone 8 yet. My legs are aching. Y'all know it was really cold Monday morning. And it's like my thighs were aching so bad that I'm literally almost about to cry. Because I'm fighting vasculitis disease, a life-threatening disease. And she just kept letting me have it, y'all. Like, I couldn't wash my hands. And so finally, freedom of speech, Martin Luther King Jr. said, I have a dream. Malcolm X said things about people being fair and being able to speak. So the way I look at it, she was trying to come at me as if, because the situation, because she's white and I'm black, mixed with white and black. So she was talking me weird, and it just got to me so much that I said some things like, if I have to go through all of this, I don't want my daughters back. If I have to go through you stressing me like this, and yeah, I was wrong for saying that, I admit. But what else could I say when somebody's coming at me sideways, making me look like I'm point, like making me look like I'm the bad looking one, when the whole time she had a shifty spirit, so shifty that my transportation witch was a Mormon professor that brought me there, seeing her shookness of her spirit. And so this is why she canceled my visit that day, y'all. She said I was loud and I was behaving inappropriately. What do you define inappropriately? Okay, I'm in front of the bathroom door. Mind you, the bathroom has an echo that comes through it, right? If you're beside a bathroom and you're like almost about to go in it, your voice is going to echo. Everybody that's listening know that. And she just kept on going. So finally, I finally expressed it. I said, well, hey, You shouldn't treat me like this. I'm fighting vasculitis disease, osteoporosis. I'm going through pain right now in both of my thighs. And, I mean, I apologize for being late. But that was my ride. He was getting his stuff together for to see if he had a faculty meeting. And this and this. Well, that was your responsibility to find another ride. And I'm like, well, if I found another ride, I would have been more later than 9:15. And it's like the whole situation was me being late. So my dude is my witness, the Mormon dude. And then I got Tiffany that was with CPS that started bringing me to the place of visitation. And the first time we were late because she didn't know how to find the place. She didn't remember where the place was at. So I had to call her to be a witness because this lady's going to try to use the time that I'm being late and the time that things happened yesterday or happened Monday. And try to make it look like I'm the bad look. Now, y'all tell me, everybody listening, if somebody has an attitude when you first see them, what is your first thing you're going to want to do? You're going to want to avoid from being around them because they're going to try to provoke you. They're going to try to make things happen. They're going to try to make things get turned around on you. And that's exactly what she tried to do because, like, I got in and I said, you know, this is, I said this, you know, in front of my girls, I was like, you know, this is all Catherine's fault. If she wouldn't have left, this would have never happened. And so then they're going to try to use that against me tomorrow. And what they don't understand is my ex have been communicating with me through Facebook, but they don't understand. And it's like, she's been asking about our daughters, but they don't understand. And it's like, man, you know, I felt so messed up that day, and this is what made the visitation not go on. It's because I out-talked her, and the last thing I out-talked her with was, okay, you said I've been late. When? Was it before my biopsy was done or after my biopsy was done? And she said, that's it, Kina. The visitation is canceled. That's what I said, and she canceled it. Now, how weird is that? But she said I was acting inappropriately. How was I acting inappropriately when I'm a DJ / hip-hop artist / been on the World Congress Center stages yelling my lungs out? So when the little meeting goes tomorrow and when I talk to my lawyer in the morning, I'm going to let her be familiar that I do run a radio station. I do impersonations. I do a DJ personality. By the way, I'm going to put everybody up on it. If you haven't went and seen the new documentary of Mr. 239, Kina Bryant White, on Kina, K-E-E-N-A, White, W-H-I-T-E, S-R, on Facebook, go check that out, man. It's a four-part documentary that I started shooting at 4 a.m. New Year's. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, that was my plan. And so it's a listening party. You got Merc 79 there. Mr. 39's there. We're playing a lot of great music. Gave you a rerun. And it's a documentary of everything about my life. So make sure everybody go show me some support and love. But anyway, if people out there that's praying warriors, man, and y'all believe in God, whatever, Yahweh, whatever y'all believe, man, please say a prayer for me and my daughters, man, because This lady, she's trying to make me look like, trying to throw her bad look at me, man. Like it's like, you know what I mean? Like it was all my fault. When the first start of it, she was the one that had the silk spirit, man. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, my mom taught me, if you get around somebody and you know they're going to have a bad temper or attitude, avoid them. Stay away from them. Because they are not going to be nothing but toxic to you. And I thank Heavenly Father that I didn't say any profanity, that I didn't, you know. And as I said, the only thing I did wrong, y'all, was said that about my wife, my ex, and said that about, you know, about my, you know, about my kids, you know. And I mean, but what would you do, man? You fight vasculitis, a very life-threatening disease and osteoporosis at the same time. And you're taking medication and you're doing the best you can to do what you can do, man. And this lady just looked like she got up on the wrong side of the bed, man. And it's like, when I seen her, the shiftiness when we pulled up, I told my dude, I was like, yo, dude, let's just leave, please. I even told him, I was like, go down the street right there, man. Don't even go. And I think what it was that made him turn into the place was he seen my little girl, Eliana, man. He seen how she was looking at the vehicle when we was pulling down, coming down, man. And it's like, so I was like, man, it's like somebody's trying to throw me in the heated kitchen, you know what I mean? It's all right, man. I got my elders to come to and have a lesson with me today. They came through about, I think, 12. They came through and had a lesson with me, and we talked about some things and discussed some things. And I got the sister missionaries who will come by and check me out on Thursday. And so, like I said, man, somebody, y'all just pray for me and my daughters, man, because the situation, like, court stuff, man, it's like, this lady trying to hang me by my throat, man. It's like, you can't just make it look like that I was reacting inappropriately, because I got a witness that you was inappropriately before I even got in the building and before you started shouting at me. You were shouting on the outside of the building where your worker didn't see that. That was upstairs. You know what I mean? So, like, it's always two sides to a story, man. So, man, I just had to share that with y'all, man, because it really messed with me, man, because, like, when I got home that day, like, right into Philly, after she told me the visit was canceled, I go to Walmart on the transit bus to exercise to make sure that my bones would be okay and stuff. And funny, this guy that I met, he always cool with me, and I remember he was playing some gospel music, like God music, like the whole Christmas holiday, man. And I was like, wow, man, you playing to the godly music. This is my first time hearing on the transit bus. He was like, well, I like to listen to it. And like, so tonight, the same guy was on the bus. And he's like, how life been going for you? How life been going for you? You know, I was like, man, it's okay. I just broke down and explained to him, told him about how my ex left me and went to Indiana and left me and my kids. And my kids walked into the CPS custody. And he was like, when I was getting off the bus, he was like, I'm going to pray for you. And I knew that man was a godly man. And I told him that I was a Mormon. I told him that I was a Latter-day Saint, man. And it's like, man, I really got tested, man. I got tested hard Monday, man. After I gave my testimony at the ward, man, on Sunday about how Satan was trying to test me like he was testing Moses, man. It's like, what do you know? He heard everything I said at church, and first thing you know, that Monday morning, he, like, try to test me, man. So I'm going to go in and play Mr. 239 Mill Fist. And y'all enjoy the rest of the show. And if y'all praying warriors out there, even the Muslims, man, Wu-Tang Clan members, everybody, anybody that pray, that meditate, please meditate, positive stuff for me and my daughters, man. Because what happened Monday wasn't cool, man. You know what I mean? And this white lady, like, up on some weird mode, man, like, took me back to some Martin Luther King Jr. and Malcolm X stuff, man. The Farrakhan stuff, man. Like, I know Al Sharpton be listening to the show, man. Like, please pray for me and my daughters, man. Cause I don't know what's gonna happen in my meeting tomorrow with the phone, man. You know what I mean? All I'm gonna do is just be truthful as I always be. So I hope y'all enjoy the rest of the show, and peace and one love, man. And I'm a humble dude. I don't tend to start no trouble with nobody. And if I'm doing music, man, it's just been entertainment. And I love all my fans, my supporters. Big ups to all from Temper Beats, man, for blessing me with the features with Capadonna and Big Twins and the other two features that he sent to me and all the beats he sent to me. And big ups to Gabe from Legion Beats. Big ups to Adrian from Addy Nomination. And big ups to DJ Flip, 808 Cartel. Big ups to the Wu-Tang. Big ups to Worst Born Record Studios. Big ups to the people that are doing the talent stuff. Kim, you know who you is. Everybody listening, big ups to y'all, all y'all, man. Y'all just say some heavy prayers for me and my daughters, man. And mainly for me, man, because I don't know what kind of stuff this lady told these people, man. Do y'all know she had the audacity? You know when a person just has a biopsy done to the left of their leg, at the bottom of their calf, or at the top of their calf, and the bottom of their foot, their balance ain't that good. So this lady was like, oh, you look like you wear these. Like, I'm like, lady, no. I was like, my thighs are in pain, and I'm trying to move so I can stay balanced. Because now that my thighs been doing this, believe it or not, y'all, I done feel like two times. Word, two times, man. Because the way my thighs are. So I had to call my doctor. And I just got an emergency call while I was on the phone here, and they left a message. So, you know, I love all my fans and my supporters, man, and keep supporting me, man. And I'm going to keep that real hip-hop going. So I'm going to pass this over to Murray.
You are now in tune into WIBSRadio.com, the station where reality slaps you on the face and knocks you on the behind. Wham! Tonight you are tuned into Twisted Tuesdays, and that was a subject discussing True Subject Talks by Mr. 239. And right now, the song, right now, we're about to play Mr. 239, Meal Fish, and A Million Fish, which is on Spotify. Mr. 239, Blast 37, big ups to Universal Records, Famous Records, big ups to everybody that's been supporting Mr. 239 in his movement. And
I punch my way in the game like a man with 239 million fists, knocking out my challenges.
Come on.
I punch my way in the game like a man with 239 million fists, knocking out my competitors. I punch my way in the game like a man with 239 million fists, knocking out my challenges. I punch my way in the game like a man with 239 million fists, knocking out my challenges. I punch my way in the game like a man with 239 million fists, knocking out my competitors. I punch my way in the game like a man with 239 million fists, knocking out my challenges. I punch my way in the game like a man with 239 million fists, knocking out my competitors.
Come on, come on, you can do this right here. It's a lot riding on this. Let's go.
I punch dudes and knock them out the game, yo. Mr. 239 coming through, getting ready to knock y'all out and leave y'all dazed. For a whole bunch of years, better yet, I'm about to knock them into a bunch of coma. Yeah, most dudes thought they could try to predict on the Mr. Truth 39 represent coming through. And I done told y'all what I do to my competitors. I make them feel like they knocked out. I TKO'd them. They laying down. Don't you see the referee counting right now? Like I told you what I do, this is why. I put my way in the game like a man with
Destroyer, if y'all not familiar, yes, I keener, keep running. busting out with like Chris Tucker. Jacking MIC's a plan. Using my stunt techniques like Jackie Chan. Why you get your mouthpiece out your ass? Got me shit. Better off to pimp yourself. Got a nigga. My trap will make you slap yourself. How high like my imp all the way to next Friday. I could bring MCs my way. Hold up, wait a minute. Lula in it. Let me put some slugs in target. What I invented. Money from Mike. Story of life. More to sacrifice. More of the price. Fuck your advice if you got something to say on what's wrong or right.
Yeah, niggas want war to start busting. Y'all ain't nothing turn into something. No more fronting. I'm coming with a few words. I ain't running my dungeon. We marching in hundreds with hacksaws like the great late Jim Duggan. Faggots want it, they gonna get it. I'm at the main event when you would get someone from the Fifth Element. Niggas selling whoop tickets on that fake shit. Trying to play till you see the facelift. With my 50 round clip, blow your shit. Then watch you do a backflip like an acrobat in the Olympics. I love smushing bunks together like red jelly peanut butter. Keep it hotter than summer. Dropping flows like thunder. Plotting on how to make money stretch like rubber. Forget these suckers. I gotta get out this gutter.
Steady taking MCs under. Shaking MCs like news of earthquake to California.
Got a mind of a lawyer. Heart of a soldier willing to take over everything from Northern South. I know he's scary.
The last thing you remember seeing is us. Blacking at your mugs. Leaving our signature prints inside.
We ain't hearing you. Just hearing you. You're not noticeable. Like a disappearing act performed by a magician.
Abracadabra. Now it's our ass. Y'all kiss her. How you like to take this shit?
Ew. Like witches on broomsticks. You best to use it. We also miss it like your hustle bricks.
Masons, we lay real in this fat faces like foundations. That's why your ears ache.
We're talking now, your dust, we're no longer waiting. Fuck all the faking. This game has to be taken.
Since y'all act like asses split before we leave, y'all got to paint it.
We got it locked and we refuse to be faded. Next time y'all hear us, we be yelling. We made it.
Yo, T. These niggas gonna be looking sad as shit, man. Dedicate all y'all niggas out there talking about niggas looking at other niggas, man. You know what I mean? I'm just Mr. 239, motherfucker.
Oh.
Yeah, man, y'all body language confusing, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Like, mad confusing, man. Like, sometimes
oh,
a person don't even know what you really trying to do, you know what I'm saying? Like, what kind of signs you giving off? What kind of messages you sending, you
oh,
know what I mean?
Yes.
Let me know what's good. You know what I mean? I'm lost sometimes. I be getting mixed feelings. Word up. Word. Yo, imagine us sitting and walking around the sand on the beach. You sitting back in the chair and imagine me making love to your headpiece. As my words go inside of your ears and you look at the oceans and the waves as they go back and forth and on the shore and we watching that moon come up and I'm talking about the sunrise. Look at the sunset making everybody be wondering how is that really going on like that. And I'm a little bit in my mind about you moist?
Oh, yeah.
Or is you making the right choice, you know what I mean? Word up. Man, I mean, I can't tell what you wanna do, you know what I'm saying? Like, 1 minute, I think you moist, you know what I mean? But then, it's like, oh no. Like, you ain't made a choice yet. So anyway, as, I imagine myself caressing you and sitting you down addressing you. Taking my time with you. We just sitting back doing what we always do. Being the grown folks like we always do. I'm talking about we can sip on them exotic drinks. I'm talking about look at things as we come through to make you wanna think. I can do a little thing to you to make you feel like I wanna play. Maybe we can flirt a little bit that day. Word up. Word up.
I mean, you making the choice, you know what I'm saying? I mean, for real. Word up. Word up. Word up. Word up. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I believe you more, you know what I'm saying? You made the right choice, word up. Word up. As I smell the fragrance coming off your skin,
oh, yeah.
And I think about the times that, man, you driving me crazy inside, within. I'm talking about the love and the butterflies in my stomach, moving up to the top of my heart quick. And I just imagine myself kissing you and licking you, eating you with cooking cream ice cream, licking it off your body. I'm talking about things that make you want to go a little bit crazy and insane quickly. I guess that's the reason why I got you trembling for what I speak. Word up. You more. Word up. Yeah, no doubt. You definitely more. You know what I'm saying? Word up. Yeah. Word up. Man, sometimes, you know, a woman's body language, women's body language can mess with your head. One minute you can say they say one thing, and they can mean another one. And then they can mean another one and say another thing, you know what I mean? Man, for real, man, like... It's like... Never know, man. Sometimes a woman body language make you feel like they want to bomb you. Or maybe you never know. It can confuse you, you know what I mean?
Oh, yes.
Arby's didn't invent the slider. We didn't even invent the sandwich. But we did invent Arby's. So in a way, you're welcome. Arby's, we have the meat.
Oh, yes.
It's too good to be true.
Oh, yes.
It's too good to be true.
Oh, yeah.
My hormones raging. It's just my hormones that's raging. I'm only human. It's just my hormones raging. All the things that I be dealing with. It's like, man, dealing with a career and trying to gamble another woman on the side. Kind of like getting ready to be your fiancé. The next thing you know, you try to figure out what's going on. Is that really what you gambling on? Yo, it seems like I've been gambling my own career. Yo, trying to handle and stay focused with a career. While everybody out in negativity, reality, situations, public be getting at me on some nonsense. Try to make me feel like sometimes my conscience make my hormones just start going haywire. Blasting everywhere, everything I've been doing. Y'all know how I keep it going. Yeah, 239 is coming through. And if all y'all out there don't like how the WIB and the Zero do, like I said, it's just what I be doing. When a lot of people did say it was just my hormones, and I am only human, and so it's my hormones, and they raging. That's why I'm only human.
I'm only human. Why is so many women just play my sense of humor? But it's so many women that I could go back to a while ago when I used to talk to them on the phone. Yeah, that was the thing back then. That mean that was a line, lifeline, a private hotline, vibe line. But it's so many that don't even know. It's so much temptation in this world, and people ain't just patient. No, they let their patience run out. They trying to talk to so many people till they time just run out. That mean there's so many they don't know what it's about. See, before we gotta leave them all thinking. And so many hormones leave the people going. Brain on. Everybody knows that we keep going. Turning the page, yeah, we going to live on. Cause the two men that got the hormones.
Why? Yo, it's just my hormones. My counselor told me long time ago, back in 2007, let's see,
My cancer told me that sometimes people do things to me just to get off. So I wonder how many people have orgasms from bothering Brian, Keno, White, with everything I've been doing. A lot of people thought that they could stop the way that I was maturing, but to me it seemed like a lot of people out here, their hormones just stayed on raging, kept me going on trying to figure out. Yo, a lot of people hormones start raging when they start finding out how much money they gonna get back, or how much they gonna make things come in. Yeah, it's just how I be doing, representing, doing my moving. A lot of people out here don't understand, but y'all trying to piss me off. Check it out, it's just y'all hormones is raging, 'cause y'all ain't nothing but y'all are only human.
They say there's only human, but there's so many people that just think they immortal, and then think to cheat on more than four, more than five. Talking so many women and they don't even know the fire what was boiling in my heart, that it was so many women ripped my heart apart. And they thought that they could just play their luck, play me, play my face. And it was lady luck, say yeah, that's your face, got the past. But then I just see the time pass, see the clock walk, but they don't need my words talk. Let it talk, and then people don't understand, 'cause there's so many. Many ain't talk in the environment. That mean it's so much, it ain't no variety. It's hormones raging from all levels. They better understand, we keep it going better than the other person that they can ever go. They better take it to their brother or their sister and sell it to them, then they will go to rock it.
It's just why hormones is raging. It's just our hormones is raging. We only human. It's just our hormones is raging, it's just our hormones is raging. We only human. Yo, check it, I guess so. Some reason that I be lost in my mind, getting a little bit unconfused. I know inside of my mental I got to stay focused. A lot of people do a lot of things sometimes to try to make me feel like, yeah, everything I'm doing ain't even important. Me breathing and living ain't even important. Yet seem like they Jesus. So many people getting orgasms and getting erections for every time they see. The time that I be panicking, the time I be sitting back and thought I was feeling. Now I'm not feeling, I'm still making moves. A lot of people don't understand how I do. For all the women out there that ever try to play my face, I got a puzzle for y'all to figure, yo. It's just like I said, my hormones is raging. If y'all don't like what we doing, Zero Squad, we only human.
All y'all with the energy, getting whipped by the energy, you feel me?
Nothing but sweethearts all around, beautiful women, all different shades, colors, and ethnics and groups, looking so lovely and gorgeous, always done up, you the reason that the sun come up. Queen, you look gorgeous, knock me off my feet when you walking by my office, I step cautious, I don't wanna walk shit, try to knock you up with none of that dog shit, peace queen, my name is Dad Wu. But I always see you coming through. Took time out to tell you that you're beautiful. And could we do a lunch if it sounds suitable? If that's cool, then tomorrow 12:02. Now everything's set for the rendezvous. She gave me a map like my man Rondo. Pretty long hair, her name Rapunzel. She cooks curry shrimp and she loves kung fu. Good with the grind and the mind is strong too. She feeling me back, now what I'm gonna do? I don't wanna tell her that I want you, but you can flaunt me while I flaunt you. Long as everything is real and we stay true, we don't gotta stay together every day, boo. When it's our time, nothing can replace you.
What up, Mayo? I know you've been sweating, Mr. Two, the way I always been doing. When I represent the WIP and Drew, and I represent it with the Woo. Yeah, I woke her up, yo, she was his name. The nickname was Sleeping Beauty. You got a mute from Mr. Two, and I woke you up quickly from out of your sleep. Yo, compared to see a beautiful queen like this, man, got me sometimes feeling like my mind wanna go into the day. And so I hurry up and tap her on her shoulder and say, by the way, Mom, what's your name?
She said her name's Dean.
She said, you can call me D.
I said, G, what that mean? She said, I've been known to be delicious. What you mean, delicious? Perhaps Mr. 239 is always caught up in the engine of this. Trying to figure out why this mother got me feeling like this. Got me in a zone, like I wanna stop and ask her about her algebra, what she owns.
Like, what
and she's passing to me as I pass it off to her. Say, yo, you can catch me at the WYBS company. She said, what does that mean? I said, word is born, record studios. That's where I always stand and where I be. She was like, oh, well, I'ma check you out and see what it's about. Tell Ma, is that really what you thinking about from out the top of your mouth? Or is you just speaking something from the top of your head just to keep me quiet and just to get me out of your face quick? She said, nah, it ain't like that. I said, well, man, the only reason I'm feeling like this, man, is because my ex-wife left me and I'm practicing chastity.
Harry.
Oh, you better get back. You better get back, Joker.
I don't give a red about nothing. You gonna give me some of that money. You know what? I give you something up, right? Hold on, I give you this right here. Always come around here, you stupid joker.
I mean, this
Let's do it.
I want the dough. Hey, let's just let go. I want the dough. Let's just let go. I want the dough. Oh yeah, Mr. 239 up in the building. Man, it's a lot of reason why I want this dough. Because man, I gotta keep on surviving. Doing what's my best time in my best situation. Sometimes it seems like it's hard for me to keep on maintaining. Man, I need a little bit of dough. Man, I believe if I had a little bit of more dough, I'll be able to live better off. And I won't have to worry about what happens if another woman turn her back on me and leave me trying to figure out how I'm gonna pay my bills, man. Oh, I really wanna know. I want the dough. Just to let you know. I want the dough. Hey, just to let you know. I want the dough. Just to let you know. I want the dough. Hey. Yeah, let you know, I want the dough. Just let you know, I want the dough. Hey, just let you know, yeah. Mr. 239, man, it's the reason why I gotta go get mine, man. And sometimes it seems like things ain't be happening. It was my right timing. Man, I'm sitting back trying to figure out when I'm gonna get a whole sack of Benjamins. Or when I'm gonna have a whole bunch of Franklin's. Or when I'ma have a whole bunch of Andrews and Jackson's. And let you know, yeah, I want the dope. Let you know what time it is. I want the dope for sure. Everybody know what it is. Gotta let you know. I want the dope. Just to let you know. I want the dope. Hey, that's what I do, man. I gotta get away from all these bad situations. Man, now I'm dealing with a situation that I gotta stay out here in West Virginia to keep on going. Man, it seems like I'm in another location. It's like I gotta go way out to get dope. I make sure that it feel like the Mountain Joe. Just to let you know, I want the dope. Yes, for sure, I want the dope. Hey, just to let you know, I want the dough. And it lets you know, I want the dough. Hey, yeah, man, yo, now I'm looking at a situation. And like I said, it's time for me to get a whole bunch of dough stat like the whole ton of mountains. Cause it seems like everything be coming around my way, trying to stop me from doing everything that I've been doing. Trying to succeed, to keep everything going on the way I'm supposed to be. Man, my father was a 32nd degree mercenary. So that means that he was the top of the nation. So that means that Mr. 239 gonna find a way to get up on the top of that mountain. And plus, I see with the R-I-C-M-C-N. And for anybody coming me sideways, all I have to say is pass me on D-M-O-S. On D-M-O-S. When it's time for me to represent, man, my hope in God. Pass me on D-M-O-S. We're going through thinking they can stop what I'm doing. You better stand out of the way. Cause when it's time for me to represent, I keep coming through. Everything I say gonna make sense, like I said again. Pass me your demo S. Yeah, my hope in God. For all y'all out there thinking y'all can stop everything that I've been doing, man, I'ma keep on making my style and making it hot. Y'all let me know. I love the dough. But let you know, I want the dough. Hey, just to let you know, I want the dough. And for a show, I want the dough. Hey, I'ma let you know, I want the dough. But let you know, I want the dough. Hey, I'ma let you know, I want the dough. And if you don't believe the show, I want the dough. Hey, yeah.
Well, I want the dough.
In the building. I mean business.
AM Fleet in the building.
Oh yeah, Bridget, we getting ready to get up out of here.
Yeah, that was a nice vacation right there. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, man, ain't nobody messing with that man no more, man. He changed the mess out of that other sucker earlier, didn't he? Yeah, man, he got him. Yeah, that's all right. Won't nobody else run up on me again. I bet that sucker enjoyed that taste of that electricity that he was tasting.
Yeah, yeah,
oh, yeah. I want my dough. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh,
like,
yeah.
Burnt piece of toast around here, man. You know what that is?
Yeah. What up? We're taking the fucking block, son. Infamous Queensbridge. I'm from the dark side.
Yeah.
Queensbridge killers, we let sparks fly. Leave your lady hog tied. She talk too much, she got the pigs on her. Shit, it ain't the first time. This one bitch called the cops, I had to do time. It's nothing to a giant. I'm telling my stories, I'm not lying.
Them touchdown, hit the crown, make all these dudes feel like they getting lit up now. Yeah, y'all know about the MR.239 going off with a zillion one gun sounds. Yo, raiding the block, making all y'all feel like you're gonna drop. A lot of people thought that they could stop me, man, as I come off, I keep going off like glass. Shot popping, making a whole bunch of these dudes start dropping. Yo, getting ready to tie up all types of men. Like I got them in my basement, tied them up and torturing them. Yeah, don't meet up safe with all the zillions.
Word up, I ain't kidding.
Before I go for a mega killing. Well, all y'all out there thought that y'all could stop me, man. You done made me push my monster button. Now I'm back in the position where I supposed to be. A lot of people thought that they could stop me, man. I'm from the Monroe Street. Man, that means where a whole bunch of dudes do things and monkey around and get lost. Be somewhere else laughing about all types of things we done. Why most of these dudes out here don't know about MR239, you better run. You getting ready to see a side of me that's dark. A lot of people thought that they could stop me as I begin to spark. And you better watch out when the contenders don't know 239 getting ready to leave you lost and found. That means that you're gonna be found somewhere underground, just like they did somebody that I loved back then. Now y'all getting ready to feel all the pressure and the feeling and everything I've been feeling for all these years.
Yeah, you know. Hey. Just because that happened, that don't mean that that was gonna change my position and change the way that I'ma still be illin'.
Capisce?
Grandpa, watch me, Mark!
Yeah, he doing it right. You know,
I put my foot down. Yeah, at the time when I was the age of 12, I remember a lot of people used to come at me with days of hell. But then I felt like I was trapped up in a cell, so I had to keep moving, and what I did was I mobbed and I what when I fell.
I put my foot down.
Yeah, and next thing you know, the age of 16, man, I was going through all types of different things, things that made me switch up. I was feeling like I had to get even out, so what I did when I did my step and I left from leaping around.
I put my foot down.
I put my foot down.
Yeah, next thing you know, at the age of 19, yo, wait a minute, did I put a blade to one of my brother's throat? Wait a minute, I was a little bit young, I was dead, and everything was coming around me was near, and it gets a little bit horrifying here, about how I had to continue to apply my foot when it was time for me to get rid of all types of bad situations, things that had me going, so what I just kept doing was living inside an instrument, so as you hear the instrument speaking, yeah, Mr. 239, rip it apart. I don't care if anybody out here don't think that I done escaped from Earth, and I done put my foot down all the way across the space, the galaxy, everything y'all done heard. I put my foot down. Could have been down. Hey, yo, my will. My widow, man. You got something to say about where this boy rappers? You better remember what you have, cause he don't want out the city to get you. Where this boy rappers? 239. Get him, boy. Yeah, I'm back up in the leaving with the last ending of this story. Why these people out here in the industry are so bored of me? So I'ma just keep ripping the pieces apart. Y'all know what I do when it's time for me to come through. Y'all know I take charge and wait a minute, I should have the key to life that's out of my mind, because all the times I done used it to unlock and unwind. So all y'all MCs got something to say about WIB or the Zero Squad, be first of mine. I put my foot down. All y'all so-called ignorant artists out there, mine.
Go to the assembly line and get Agent 239, because the industry has been sent for, and he's going to be the target to eliminate him and take him out. Do you understand that? Yes, sir, I understand that. But sir, what is he supposed to do? Don't question me. Just do as I say.
What a marvelous piece of work.
Time to take him out on a monster strike. Hey, yo, big ups to the pride above the 90s. Yeah.
That nigga with the heat that'll bury you. Real motherfucking G, nigga like Eric Knight.
Get your boogie with my mobster strike.
Real motherfucking G, nigga like Eric Knight. Get your
boogie on. With my mobster strike.
Eric Knight. Real motherfucking G, nigga like Eric Knight.
Get your boogie on. With my mobster strike.
Eric Knight. Real motherfucking G, nigga like Eric Knight.
Get your boogie on. With my mobster strike. Yeah, Mr. 239 coming in, and I'm the gun that's aimed at the dome, so you better duck. Cause when it's time for me to represent, yo, out of luck. Everybody thought that they could stop everything that Mr. 239 came through. Busting up slugs, busting up from out of my gun. Making everybody feel like, yeah, they done fell down. Y'all know what time it is when I bring the real sound. Midtown, mid you down. All you dudes out there ain't keep kidding now. So I'm getting ready to split it out. I am the new person that's coming to destroy all my targets. Y'all getting ready to be eliminated now. So you better move out the way, stand back. I'm with my mouth to shut.
Nigga like Eric Knight,
with my mouth to shut.
Like Eric Knight, real motherfucking G. Nigga like Eric Knight,
with my mouth to shut.
Like Eric Knight, real motherfucking G. Nigga like Eric Knight,
with my mouth to shut. With my mouth to strike, yeah. I'ma make sure that I come in and I take them out. Man, take it. I'm so powerful and strong. I don't need to run with no mafia. I'm a mobster on my own. So all you dudes out there better understand.
You gon' respect me as if I got a chrome hornet at your dome. Bob, I'll be representing and let you know that everything can make you feel like you foam. Toe whack cruise like an MLO. Everybody thought they could stop everything that Mr. 239 spoke. Getting ready to eliminate all my targets. I'm talking about retaliation on niggas that try to start shit. Thought that they could stop everything I'm doing. Now they getting blasted up. Yeah, with a mob to start. Yeah. With a mob to start. With a mob to start. With a mob to start. Yeah, as I continue to struck, leaving all you dudes stuck. And all y'all out there better understand, yo, I be packing it up. Packing up shots to make them get backed up and bust. React up and touch. Y'all niggas getting bust like guns. When it's time for me to represent, you ain't nothing but a dumb. Yo, Mr. 239 be busting up a whole bunch of slugs from my mom. Making all y'all feel like you're getting drunk. Making them feel like it's a closed casket with a song. Making everybody feel like when I come through, I done blast so many shots, they gone and gone. When Mr. 239 be coming through, y'all know I be representing with flow. With a mob to strut. 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 With a mob to strut.
What's up, Slick? Hey, yo, man. How you doing, man? It's messed up, man. It's messed up, man. It's stuck, man. What, man? Man, he told me the reason he did your mother like that and you like that, man, because he killed your father, chopped him in bitty pieces.
What, man?
Oh.
Wake up early in the morning, exploding, going down my pocket. You control my heart and keep me bumping. Keep my life and everything running through my veins. And even though I deal with a lot of pain, and days make me feel like I wish I wasn't even breathing. Because all the nonsense and the info that I have been receiving, info that put me down, put me in the back, and made me feel like I just wanted to go back. Trying to figure out ways I can get rid of this rage. Man, I'm telling you what I'm going to do. What I'm doing. That's why my mentality is. That's why my man proud 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 is. Yo, next person, as I go on my day and I keep on going. Think of the moments how I feel like in life. It makes me feel like I'm getting pushed in and out. And it seems like I'm going in and out of an instrument. Things make me feel like days I done got hectic. Trying to find better ways to relieve the rage inside of me, man. It feels like my heart is exploding. On and on. When I be representing, dropping everything that I've been going. Yo, it's the stories and everything that I done told. And it's everybody acting like they get slow when they get it too quick. That's why my man Charlie is. My man Charlie is. That's why my man Charlie is. That's why my man Charlie is. Yo, I know real truth. I need to calm down. Because all these things out here make me feel like sometimes I want to
school niggas get a whole bunch of guns and just start letting the whole town of bullets out and blowing a load of people out. Things that make me feel like days I gotta go through, but I know I'm going to still be able to survive. But most of these dudes thinking I live this dream. Reality is what I've been living. But most of you dudes out here don't know when it's time for me to represent and quit. Yo, the reason my mentality is because I received some secret info. That's why my mentality is. 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 Official, because I came from an official governmental type of dude. I'm talking about, man, that's the reason that I got them 4 degrees. Here I go again. That's why my mentality is. That's why my mentality is. That's why my mentality is. Yeah, here I go again. Yeah, my mentality is.
Wake 'em up, time to wake 'em up like Starbucks. Y'all know how Mr. 239 represent. Hit you across the head, I know y'all all woke up. Feel what Kenny getting ready to do to you. What I do? I keep you jumping. I keep you jumping. I keep you jumping.
Wait a minute, I got amnesia, I can't believe it's him.
I keep 'em
Trying to mess with me and thinking they can test me and make me feel like sometimes that right. Rest of my family, some of them are so damn distant. Make me feel like sometimes I'm twisted. That's the reason why I'm going to them counseling sessions, to get this shit off my chest. Yeah, my cancer keep telling me that I am improving, but sometimes inside of me I feel like I've been bruising so much all the times that people make me feel like I've been losing. But I still been on my aim, still been on my game. Why everybody thought that they could stop me? Man, the 4 degrees beating me in the top of my brain. And guess what? I got a secret for all y'all. I maintain, remain to tell you the truth. Yo, Abraham Lincoln was just what? He was a mason, a 32nd degree mason. So Mr. 239, I guess the reason why everybody hating me, because I walk around and I carry my father of the 32nd degree, pin on top of my head, walk around, and that's the only thing that make me feel like when days are getting cold, I get warm inside and warm my soul. That's the reason why the rest of the world thought that they forsake me. They didn't do nothing but make me, couldn't break me. Yo, check it out, that's the reason I made it be. Yo, check it, that's why when the rest of the world thought that they forsake me, they didn't do nothing but make me, they couldn't break me. That's the reason why most of them are sitting around acting. Yo, take the pages in and see if you can read it. I wonder is in y'all stomach starting to cramp from hearing my story the way I delivered it. This is enough of pages to put through. I'ma put my pen down now.
I tell you one thing, man, this world got me in a messed up mode, man. Telling you, man, all this stuff happening going on, man, I don't know.
That ain't no reason for me.
I
do your face like that.
I had a magic genie left. I rubbed these situations away.
You better be careful what you
meant
for.
Where's war, man? Man, what you talking about?
Yeah, man.
Man, this mode, man, all this stuff going on in this world, man.
Yeah.
Man, you know what? Just relax.
The world.
Who you talking to? Don't tell me to relax.
Yeah,
what's going on in
the
world?
Hey, you being a
sister.
I start talking about all the things I wish I had, and all the things that I'm happy for what I got, I'm glad that everybody understands the way that Mr. 239 be represented, coming with songs to keep me going on thinking, counting my many blessings. I'm talking about why a lot of people be stressing, don't understand, yeah, when it was time for me to represent it, you know I'm gonna keep on coming and bringing it with the representation. Why a lot of people be acting like they faking, wanna be hating, I'm talking about a lot of mad mistaken, a lot of people ain't happy with what they got in, and like that notion said, be thankful for what you having, why a lot of people don't understand, they want a diamond in the back, a Cadillac, they want big stacks of money, but Mr. 239 always represent with flows on wealthy, with that flow, that's why this world got me in a mode. I ain't worried about it, yo. There goes the folks, Mr. 239, getting ready to go to. Let you know what kind of mode I am in. That mode of happiness, joy. I'm talking about where I see myself being, where I'm gonna maintain it, to keep on going. Everything that I've been doing, everything open, manifesting. Why a lot of people be understanding, don't understand, yeah, y'all keep on confessing. What about nonsense that y'all be thinking about it? When it's time for 239 to represent, I keep it going with the proudest. While a lot of people thought that they could stop everything that I've been doing, they full of doubting. Fill them up and let them know when it was time for the 239 to represent. Yeah, they start to understand that I keep crowding. While a lot of people be me trying to figure out why I kept on measuring out, I'm a digit. Let you know what time it is, the 239 represent. Can y'all really get with it? The way that I keep hitting, that goes to neighborhood. I'm in a mode they didn't know about.
And you know what?
Now, see, man, that's what I mean.
I feel better now.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel weird better.
Yeah, law of attraction.
Yeah, man, because you just grabbed that genie left.
Law of attraction.
Man, you know what? Don't worry about that. Stay out of my business.
It's a secret anyway.
What business, man?
Law of attraction.
My business.
Attraction.
You know what, man? You ain't got no business.
Yes, I do.
I'll cut your hand off. You try to take my lamp from me, man.
Man, roll them dice, man. I'm betting my money on Mr. 239. That's the man. I'm betting mine on right there. I don't care if y'all bet y'all money on somebody that's out there. I don't care who he is out there. I'm betting my money on Mr. 239.
So what makes you think that he's going to win? You know, because you...
I'm going to tell you something now. Mr. 239, he a guy that... They try to hold him down. They try to take him and do everything to him, but they couldn't stop him. You know what? Most of them ain't nothing but broken mirrors. That's all they hear.
Yeah, flipping out of the zone, and it's like I done came out of a mirror. Let y'all know the reason why I used to say that I was living in the invisible world. And I used to say invisible world because everything in reality that seemed to be reality was not reality. It seems like to me when it came to me, it flipped around and I started seeing reflections of all types of things scaring me, take me back to the past at last. Yeah, I done found the way to get blast inside of a CDR. All y'all out there seeing the pain, but y'all ain't feeling the scars when I come in and do my thing. Everybody thought the way that I was doing what I was doing, I wasn't gonna do it in the way that I came. Yo, y'all should think about y'all mind is like broken mirrors. Everybody know what it's time for, Mr. 239. Yeah, everything I done spoke done broke straight through you. Bad luck left on you. 7 years up, seven times up. Make your meal feel like I done popped and blessed your mind up. 42 for all y'all out there thinking y'all can stop everything that Mr. MR boy 239 do. 22nd, 79, coming back in time and make them all feel like, yeah, what's going on, what is happening? I guess I done cracked them and made them feel like they done got smashed quick. Yeah, flipping mad hip-hop off the top with my mind with action, leaving my mouth screaming. Thought that they could stop what I've been doing, but all of y'all out there, you know what? Yo, y'all mirrors ain't got nothing but a whole bunch of, you know what I mean, gum on it and all that. You know what I mean? Get rid of it.
Now, see, that's what I was talking about, man. You see that stuff right there? That's what I'm telling you. There ain't nobody. Nobody. I told y'all right now. Ain't nobody. There ain't nobody. I bet my money on Mr. 239, man. What you talking about, man? I don't know who Mr. 239 is, man. Yo, I'm going to tell you something. I can tell you what. I bet you when you find out who he is, Zach, I bet you. You're going to take every bit of your stacks and you're going to give it all to him at the same time.
Yo, man.
Hey, yo, what's going on in here? Hey, man, 239, I told you now what you going to do right now. What you going to do? Yeah, what? Hold on. Yo, check in 1979. Been known to come back, taking it, flipping it back in y'all mind. Taking y'all back in the time when I was at the age of wine. Things used to be horrifying to me. Closed up in the book field and closed in the casket. While most of y'all were out there thought to talk and stop everything that I've been doing, I've been mastered this. Real hip-hop quick, made them all feel like, yo, what was going on, yo? They looking around and acting like they scared to look in the mirror quick. Yo, some of them calling all types of evil spirit names, thinking they can stop everything that I've been doing, what I'd have maintained, where I have came, everything that I've been doing, make all these minds go insane. Wondering, what was the action? What was the reason why that man called his man the man in the mirror? God rest his soul, Michael Jackson, make them all feel like, yo, I'm smacking them. Take them back, let them know I'm stacking them. Everybody said what I was doing, it was something that everybody was gonna see it, and they can come and put a spark on it, put a squeak on. Yo, my mirror been clear, ain't no squeaks on it. But most of y'all dudes out there thinking y'all can peep on this. I bet y'all I'm about to close and open this door up and go into this invisible mirror. And this ain't the Wizard of Oz. It's Mr. 239 coming through, bringing out what I've been bringing from the top of my mind, from my heart, my mind, body, spirit. So everything has been known. Boy, y'all out here, y'all get gone. It's just like somebody saying a few words in the mirror, like mirror, 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 who is the wackest rapping thieves in the game? They already let their name be known. Yeah.
Y'all feel stop. Keep up, man.
U.
Hey, yo, D, don't tell me, D.
Man,
don't even do that, dude. I hate this game. Don't even do that, dude.
Z.
Squad is in the building, dude. Wham!
All I can do is just be me. All I can do is just be me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. From my head to my toe, I wake up every day and I'm breathing strong. I ain't worried about things that happen in reality and situations. And only thing it is, I'm looking at the present, the gift under the reality tree. So I go under the reality tree like Christmas, waiting for Saint Nick. But yo, I guess G-O-D is Saint Nick to me. So the presence to me is like a gift in the beautiful treasury. So everything that I do, everywhere I be, I don't worry about what's gonna happen. I just sit back and I just keep meditating. All I can do is just be me. All I can do is just be me. Yeah, yeah.
Now I'm at the situation, trying to figure out how I'ma get myself out of different locations. I'm talking about tangling of different situations that I deal with, that I'm juggling with. Trying to figure out how I'm gonna keep making my moves. But inside of my brain, I see the molecules are moving through, and my new medulla oblongata is coming through, circulating to all I can do is just be me. I don't care about the other cats in the industry, the other people in the street. I don't care about people doing things that been misbehaving. Cause all I can do is just be me.
Can't y'all see?
All I can do is just be me. Yeah, I know I got to keep going, moving on. It don't matter if my dad or my family, nobody is trying to support me. Long as I'm getting the support from G-O-D, and Jesus is following me and guiding me through the light and the darkness. It don't matter how many people try to start. Y'all should have seen that I'm whispering in your ears with thoughts, just like my name was Benjamin. All I can do is just be me. All I can do,
come on, man,
is just be me.
Come on. change. Yo money make a 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 change. Change, 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 change. Yo money make a change. Yo money make a change. Yo money make a change. Yo money make a. Everybody shake the break, move like you want to take. We'll find this day, y'all reminded. Just shake your money maker to make numbers. I mean stand up. I know green papers, y'all stay on the scene. Hands up, plans what? You got papers, hands up. Shake, yo money maker shake. 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 Yo money maker move it, move it, move it, move it, shake. Yo money maker shake. Yo money maker shake. Yo money maker shake. Yo money maker shake. Shake, 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 shake. We got all night, I see everything's alright. Drink pouring all tight, this is a long night. New to the song all night, last call party on site. Shake y'all like that, gambling who thought you right. Looking for a shorty, I'm gonna stay home tonight. Money long and pockets right, little shit moving all night. Cause the show tight, fans slapping all night. Y'all claim I'm wrong, but I'm right. Money long tonight, buying the bar out all night. Honey's moving y'all hips right. Shame. Yo money make a shake. Yo money make a shake. Yo money make a shake. Yo money make a. Shake. Yo money make a 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 shake. Yo money maker, serve your money maker. Move it, move it, move it, shake. Yo money maker, 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 shake.
Stuff takes.
Oh, what is going on in here?
Uh-oh. It's okay, relax. Watch this.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, Dave.
Wow.
Is that your agent?
The jingle. Try it.
No.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
With a sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
And the girl from 4E?
And can I get a hot tub?
Nice.
Find out what else State Farm agents can do for you at whyagent.com.
Nobody can be you but you. Nobody.
words that make you feel like you ain't for real. You don't know the deal. You better look out. They're trying to change your mind. Tell you you ain't mine, baby, and that ain't for real.
Going down, I just wanna dance with you, down, I number three to the latest sound. With these phenomena, that's what you see. I just wanna dance with you. I just wanna freak with you.
Get on down. She's a celebrity, a socialite, the prototype of a it girl. You the girl. On the grind, Hollywood's fine, she ain't hard to find. Life for the party, little mama a dime. Everybody want her, but they know that she mine. She all up in the movie like Hillary Swank. Shoot it with a booty like Tyra Banks. Smile like a sundial, light up the room. Baby got body like Heidi Klum. Feel like she on the moon, nothing holding her down. She runway status, ain't no stopping her now. $1 million shoes on the weeds and shorts. Get your weight up, my world is yours. And you know that you don't like Whitney. Get your money, girl, show her like Whitney. You the talk to the town like Wendy, cause you got that fire like
Wendy. Living a fast life, movie star, and fancy car, and credit card. She's a celebrity, a socialite, the prototype.
For no reason, I'm mugging up while you cheesing. You Hollywood and I'm roguish. Your man's Harley Hood and I know this. You've been dancing all night in the club. Rockstar, baby, want the drugs in the club. A star life always in the club. Magazines can't wait to take a flick of your drunk. The sun pump where the camera sees you. And Y-O-U-T-U-B-E's you. The police downloaded to teach you. Incriminating evidence, they're coming to see you. What's ironic is the dude that leaked you was probably just a fan that just wanted
living
to meet you.
Living a fast life, movie star, and fancy car, and credit card. She's a celebrity, a socialite, the prototype.
You bring the dog out of me. 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 I'm lost inside. I'm a fixated on your touch and the way you move.
Two in the front, two in the black mask in the back on the right side. shit, fresh to pieces. Every time I fit, tap the pieces. Phone so legendary, guess what? Put the paper down, yeah, I'm so deadly. Cause I want my mother money and I ain't talking funny. I gotta show my mother image to these niggas.
Get money, get money, get money, get money.
Thank you. parasites disapprove of someone because they get money or other things from other people and don't do anything in return.
What's it like to be in good hands? Like finding new ways to be taken care of.
Home, car, life insurance, obviously. Oh.
But with added touches you can't get everywhere else, like claim-free rewards.
Or safe driving bonus checks. Oh, yes.
Even a claim satisfaction guarantee. In means protection plus unique extras. Only from an expert Allstate agent.
It's good to be in good hands.
Oh, yeah, they thought they could kill me, huh? Yeah, you do all you can.
Always thinking.
All
you can. All you can. All y'all. Y'all do all y'all can to kill me, man. Alright. I would like to. Yeah. It's funny, amazing. Everybody just wanna come around, they talk about praising. Ain't no praising. Everybody just look at me. Yeah, I'm B-E-S-T. Wanna play with me? Don't play with my name. Don't play with my game. Don't play with my life. This is the type of person that'll end your life. That mean I don't care about nobody else's life. When the people think they can come at me, they can never come at me. Everybody just see it. Nah, they ain't seen it yet. Thinking that they come at me. No, you can't come at me. Nah, they ain't seen it yet. Think you can come at me. Nah, they ain't coming at me. Nah, you ain't seen it yet. Yeah. You ain't seen it yet. Seen a person coming from a bit. Yeah, it's coming worse than anybody else. Think about all the things that I used to think in my mind to do to a person. I'm glad I didn't do it because I went away for a long time. That mean a worse nightmare. Nobody seen it yet. So who really gonna talk about the clean check? Yeah, they get checked. G-check the clean way. Call this the haymaker for everybody that thinking that that wasn't that way. They ain't seen me yet. They ain't seen whatever thing that we had to just go and just had to just reject. Everybody that always tried to come around and talk about that they got to come at you the wrong way. But I'm just gonna let them know that I'm just gonna give them the pain every time. If they tried to come at me with their busted up rhymes, that mean what I do was bust it up. I throw you in the junkyard. That mean I throw you in the trash can. Don't play your cards. No, they ain't seen it yet. Everybody wanna keep coming at me. No, they ain't seen it yet. They ain't seen it yet. Everybody wanna keep coming at me. They ain't seen it yet. Yeah, everybody wanna just keep coming. But they ain't seen me yet. Everybody ain't seen me yet. They ain't seen me in a long time. They ain't seen me in a long time. So I come back, give them with the fresh rhyme. No, it ain't no fresh rhymes, but I feel like I just flossed my teeth with all you rappers in the game. That mean I just brushed my teeth with you. If you wanna talk about swishing, yeah, I just start rinsing everybody out. If they're thinking that they're princing, I turn into a king. And then I just stab the sword inside of their heart and just rip it out. And I tell them, who else wanna part? Everybody better understand, I don't play with no man. I don't play with my life. Everybody understand, I always gotta live with a price. Because they ain't seen it yet. Everybody just say what's really going to lick. That mean everybody just want to lick. Everything just go out and it just say that it's going to press. So everybody better just go when they best better be prepared for everything that the Zero Squad coming in. Tell everybody beware. No, it ain't no Zero Squad. I just gave too much because they ain't seen it yet. They ain't seen the squad yet. They ain't seen the new people that just say that we always been fit. They ain't seen it yet. Nah, they ain't seen me yet. Everybody just wanna talk. Nah, they ain't seen nothing yet. They ain't seen nothing. Yeah, they ain't seen nothing yet. So everybody just say, is this a test? No, it ain't no test, but they ain't seen it yet. Well, guess what? This is something coming from a bit. They ain't seen it yet. They ain't seen it yet. Yeah, they wanna talk, but they ain't seen it yet. Wanna talk about somebody, but they ain't seen it yet. All you niggas ain't seen it yet. All of them ain't seen it yet.
Yeah.
None of them.
Y'all better understand, man.
Y'all probably
I don't play. AM don't play, man. We don't play. Everybody gonna see what we delay.
Sweetest.
I need ya. I think I wanna squeeze ya. Lyle, so tally. Girl, you know you better blow my mind. Say it again. Just why my time.
Just enough. Thank you.